From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Julia Pearson, the director of the Secret Service, has resigned. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says Pearson, who's been on the job since last year, offered her resignation to him today. He accepted. This 2 weeks after that fence jumper made it all the way into the White House, and a day after Pearson was grilled by members of Congress, two of whom called for her resignation today. Scott Horsley is NPR's White House correspondent. Scott, was this inevitable, this resignation?
Well, you know, just as late as yesterday, the White House was expressing confidence in the Secret Service, but I think that confidence has been severely shaken, not only by the incident with the fence jumper, who made it, as we now know, well into the East Room before being tackled by the guards, not even by new revelations about that 2011 shooting that was partly undetected at the time. But by the worst revelation, which came out late yesterday in both the Washington Examiner and the Washington Post, that in his recent visit to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the president rode in an elevator with a man who had both a criminal record and a gun. Shocking lapses in security.
This seemed like the last straw. This was a contract security guard for the CDC who somehow got into the elevator with the president and began taking pictures of him with his cell phone. So that might have been the thing that tipped this over.
Evil intent as far as we could tell, right. but you can just the what-ifs ask themselves.
Right. Well, what is Secretary Johnson saying about what happens going forward?
Well, he's going to appoint a distinguished panel of outside experts to review both the fence jumping incident on September 19th and also other lapses, and he's given them sort of an open door to see if there are other issues that ought to be looked into here. He says the security of the White House compound should be that panel's primary priority. He's also asking this panel of outside experts to recommend replacements for Pearson, and importantly, he said that list of recommendations should include individuals who come from outside the Secret Service.
Well, let's remind people, she was brought in because of all sorts of incidents prior to this, a year ago, and the sense that this was an old boys network and that somebody needed to corral it. But it sounds as if it needs to be somebody from way outside the agency.
That's right. Although she was brought in to sort of clean house, she was herself an insider with 30 years experience in the Secret Service. She'd been a number two to the former director. And so she's a career person here. The idea now that Secretary Johnson thinks this outside group of experts should itself look outside the agency for a possible new director, I think, is a signal of just how far this elite law enforcement agency's reputation has fallen. And just how seriously folks are taking the sense that maybe there's something deeply rotten inside.
Well, and Scott, again, you're the White House correspondent for NPR. In the interim, what happens? I mean, people have been saying this was a disturbed person who hopped the fence. What if it was someone who had their wits about them, you know, and had a plan, or more than one person? What's going to happen in the meantime to make people feel their White House is safe?
I mean, that's been the saving grace here is that in both the fence jumping incident and the 2011 incident, when shots were fired at the White House, the president and in the case of the fence jumper, his family were not there in the executive mansion at the time. Obviously, the elevator incident, he was just steps away from this person, and so the security breach was even worse. But yes, obviously, if somebody really had evil intent and maybe more means and a more sophisticated attacker, we could be looking at a very different situation. And that's what was raised by members of Congress yesterday.
And the presumption is that's going to be beefed up. Scott Horsley, NPR White House correspondent, as the director of the Secret Service resigns. Scott, thank you.
Good to be with you.